करत सब विधि देव पुजाई। देव पूजा के सारे चल रहा था।
All the rituals for Dev Puja was going on. White flour. Wheat flour, they've ground it and they've sifted it, and it's very like a mountain of white flour. They're going to make sweets out of it. And besan, they're making a chickpea flour, grinding it by hand.
घृत मिष्टान सबै परिपूरण मिली करत पाग को चूर। घी में मिष्ठान पकाया जा रहा है।
They're cooking sweets in ghee.
क्या मिसी करत।
They're making white squash sweet petha.
Petha को बनाया
गया। Lots and lots. And on this side, Rohini, Mother Rohini is making a lot of foodstuffs with the help of a lot of gopis. And Mother Yashoda is making special sabjis.
जो रति सब विधि न्यारी न्यारी सूरदास जो मांगत जब ही भीतर लय ते भीतर ते लय देती है। जो जो मांगता है भोजन का सामान, ये दीजिए, ये डालना है, ये बनाना है, ये करना है, वो करना है, तो उसके लिए
Whoever comes to Mother Yashoda and asks for different ingredients, I have to make this, I need this ingredients. They keep coming in and out and she keeps giving, supplying whatever they need. So much cooking is going on. In the middle of all this, Krishna comes and he starts saying, what are you doing? We have said this katha before, but this is from the poem. Everything they're keeping very safe, so Shyam may not come and touch anything.
लड़िकन को यह देव डरावे यहाँ ना न पहले
She is telling everyone keep the boys away, they might spoil the offering for the devta.
तो कृष्ण भी डर करके भाई छू देंगे तो अनिष्ट हो जाएगा देवता का।
So Krishna also as if he is scared to touch.
घर में नहीं प्रवेश करते। कभी कभी कृष्ण पूछते कि इतना देवता खाएगा।
He is not entering. Sometimes he will come and sneak in and ask, so much this demigod is going to eat, and they'll chase him out. Get out of here. In his mind, Krishna was laughing. Okay, you're making all this, but don't worry, all this is going to go to Govardhan.
इतनो भोजन सब
मैया मदर आई वांट टू सी दिस देवता दिस डेमिगॉड हू इज गोइंग टू ईट सो मच
मैया
टू सी हू इज द डेमिगॉड वेदर इज वन और हंड्रेड और थाउजेंड Hearing this, Nandarani becomes angry and frustrated, annoyed.
Nandarani थोड़ा झड़प दे रही है, क्रोधित हो रही है ऊपर से और हटा रही है। ऐसी बात ना बोलो ना यहाँ पर।
She is telling him to be quiet. Don't speak things like that. Don't think things like that. The devta will get angry.
ऐसी बात मान बोलो श्याम लंगराई क्यों करे लंगर ये बदमाशी क्यों करे
श्याम why are you so naughty doesn't ask for forgiveness for asking these offensive questions, but Mother Yashoda, she folds her, closes her eyes and folds her hands, and she starts praying to the demigod Indra to please forgive my son. He is just very naughty. He doesn't mean it. And she is getting Krishna's two hands together and forcing him to join his palms together and say after me. Say after me, I'm sorry. But he says, how big is his stomach? His stomach must be so big that he can eat all this. But the Lord did not get angry, of course. He just smiled and walked away. He thought, okay, my mother is thinking like this. She didn't show me the demigod or tell me about the demigod, but she's thinking that I'm offensive. But other young gopis told Mother Yashoda, Krishna does not look happy. He's been told to go away. He does not look happy. And the gopis, they tell Mother Yashoda like this, that Krishna doesn't look happy. He may be angry. She said, let him be. Let him go away. This is we're doing a big puja here for the demigod, for Indra. Let him go away. Let him be angry. This again, she's apologizing to the devta. She's saying, everything that I have is because of the mercy of Indra. We have so many cows, so much butter, so much milk, yogurt. By his mercy, I have got this, my son. It's so important for me to do this puja. By his mercy, I got Krishna. So that's why I chased him away. So there may be no difficulty in doing this yagya.
Surdasji kahte hain Bhagwan Krishna Brahma se lekar Kit tak sabke swami.
Surdas says, Lord Krishna is the swami of everyone, beginning from the ant to Brahma. But still, Mother Yashoda chastises him and chases him away. This is bhoga, don't touch it. Don't even look at it. And if you're looking at it, and if you drool over it, and then everything will be spoiled. One time something happened. After school, some children, some boys were coming back from school into the village. And on the way, there's some bushes that have little red berries. Small, red, tiny, shiny berries. Five, six boys, they started picking them, and they picked them and they were collecting them in one place. And afterwards, they were going to share it amongst them. And one boy was told that you stand here and guard that nobody comes. He is still there. So the berries were looking so beautiful to him, and he was standing right near the big collection, and right there he was dusting over it, and he drooled and it fell on the berries. And everyone said, oh my God, it's all moochie. They rejected all the berries, and this boy took them all home and ate them. So Mother Yashoda is saying, take him away. If he lusts at all this, what if he drools and falls on these preparations? Everything is spoiled. Therefore, Mother Yashoda is chasing him away. She says he has a very bad habit of stealing and eating. He's always stealing other people's butter and things.
And
she told the gopis to keep an eye out for him, and she herself was watching out for him. On and off, he would sneak in and say, Maya, I feel like eating, I'm very hungry, I feel like eating this you're cooking, I feel like eating this, and she would again chase him away.
Ab Krishna abhin. Surapati puja jani kanhai, bar bar bujhat nandarai.
Krishna knew it was for Indra. But he is asking Nanda Baba again and again. This katha we read in the Bhagavad verses, same katha is coming again in these poems. He keeps asking Nanda Baba, which devta are you worshipping? Please make me understand. Please tell me. So Nanda Baba told Nanda Rani, he said, you take care of your son, keep him away from here. Started to explain, look, it's for Indra and he is all the demigods' king, and we worship him so that you will always stay well. This is why we're worshipping. She is saying in our house there's too many people running around working. You go outside, play in the yard. I love you very much. You just go inside the room and go to sleep. You know where every day you go to sleep, just go there, lie down and go to sleep. Mother didn't have time to lie down and put him to sleep. She said, you sleep every day like I put you to sleep, just go today, you sleep on your own. My son, you go and sleep, I will come later. Then Krishna called some gopas while all this cooking was going on. Then he told all the gopas, I have come to tell you something. I have come to tell you that today I had a dream. This person came in my dream. He had four arms. He showed me his four arms. Shankh, Chakra, Gada and Padma. This devta. He's saying in such a way that the gopas, they will listen to him. And slowly they will get convinced. In the dream he told me, who taught you guys this puja? This four-armed devta is telling me, who's taught you this? And afterwards he told me, his name is Giri Govardhan, and my form is this form of mountain. That person told me in my dream. This is all Krishna's trick. Divirai means demigods, king of the demigods. So Krishna said, why are you worshipping this Indra? Why don't you worship that devta, that deity that came in my dream?
Koti Indra hum chhin me mare, uye kaha.
He told me. He said, this kind of Indra, millions of Indras like this, I can kill them all in 1 second.
And
in a moment I can give birth to millions of Indras and I can kill them all in a moment also. This also Krishna said, Baba, up till now, you have, he said, up till now, you all have worshipped Devaraj Indra. But he has never come to eat. But this person in my dream said that he will eat. He will eat with his own hands. And in front of him, you are going to worship Indra. Listen to me, Baba. You worship and offer all this to Giriraj. He himself will personally eat. By doing this, our cows will flourish. So many days sweets were being cooked. They don't go bad. They don't use this dalda, etc. They use pure ghee. In whose house the wife is Yasoda, and he has 8 siddhis, 9 nidhis in his house. So Krishna arranged, talked his father into offering everything to Govardhan. In the beginning, thousands and thousands of cars full of sweets. Okay, we will read more later. This should be sung with dholak and midanga and kartals. This is the first time I've read this. I have never read this poem before. Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Bhagavan, Shri Sukha Vacha.
Text 12.
पृष्ठ दो पर है वचो निशम्य नंदस्य तथा नेषां ब्रजौकशां इंद्राय मन्युं जनयान् पितरं प्राह केशवः कर्मणा जायते जन्तु
टेक्स्ट 13
कर्मणैव विलीयते सुखं दुःखं भयं क्षेमं कर्मणैव अभिपद्यते उप्यन्य कर्मणा
टेक्स्ट 14
कर्तारं भजते सोपि Naya kartu prabhur hisaha kimindrene bhutana
x 15
swasva karma anuvartina anise nanyatha kartu swabhav vihitam milam स्वभाव तंत्र ही जनः
टेक्स्ट 16
स्वभाव मनुवर्तते स्वभावस्थमिदं सर्वं सदेवासुरमानुषं
टेक्स्ट 17
श्री जति कर्मणा शत्रु मित्र मुदासीनः कर्मैव गुरुरीश्वरः तस्मात् संपूजयेत्
टेक्स्ट 18
Swabhavastha Swakarma Krit Anjasa Yena Varteta Tadevasya Hi Daivatam Ajibyai Kataram Bhavam Yastanyam
Upajivati. Text 19.
Natasmad bindate kshemam jaram naryasati yatha varteta brahmana
bindate. Text 20.
Rajanyo rakshaya bhuvaha vashyastu vartaya jivet Sudrastu Dvijasevaya Krishi Vanijya Goraksha.
Text 21.
Kusidam Turjamuchyate Varta Chaturvidha Tatra Vayam Govrittayo Nisam. Shri Sukavacha.
Translation for text 12.
Nishamya Sunkar Maharaj ka
Tatha
iske saath hi.
And also
Nisham Anya
others
Nisham Brajvasiyon ka
of the Brajvasis
Indra ko
in Lord Indra
Krodh
anger
Janayan
Utpan karte huye
generating
Utpan karne ke liye
to generate
Pitaram
apne pita Sri Nanda Maharaj se
to his father Nanda Maharaj
Praha
bole
spoke
Keshavaha Brahma or Shiv ke bhi niyamak.
Lord Keshava, the Lord of even Brahma and Shiva. In the morning, we were talking. Krishna was asking, who is this yagya for? And the fruit of this yagya, what items are needed? Nanda Baba is replied.
Nanda Maharaj aur Brajvasiyon ki baatein sun karke Bhagwan Shri Krishna bole.
Hearing Nanda Maharaj and Brajvasis talks, the Lord spoke.
Karke Govardhan puja ki jaye. Manyum janayan pitaram praha kesava. Ka ka arth hai Brahma.
Ka means Brahma.
Ish ka arth hai Bhagavan Shiv.
Ish means Lord Shiva.
Isliye unko Ishwar kahte hai.
Therefore, he is Lord Shiva is called Ishwar everywhere. Wherever there is famous Lord Shiva's Shivling, is His name at the end is connected with the word Ishwar, such as
Narmadeshwar,
Nageshwar. Bhuteshwar.
Omkareshwar.
Mahakaleshwar. So he is called Ish. His controller of this world. He is the minister of annihilation. Therefore, he is called Ishwar. The word Ish. Lord Shiva is called Ish. And Brahma is called Ka. Like ka kha ga gha, he has started everything, so he is called ka.
Ka, plus ish.
So ka plus ish kesh. Va. Va vayate. Ka plus ish is kesh. And Krishna is called Keshavaha. Because he is a controller of both of them. Ka plus ish. Ka is for building this universe, and ish is for destroying Lord Shiva. So when he is a controller of Indra, Brahma and Shiva, so what is the position of Indra? Word in this verse, Sukadeva Goswami is trying to stress the position of Lord Krishna and his capabilities. Ishwar or Brahma and Shiva, so what to speak of other living entity? And this Sri Bhagavan, Lord Krishna, wanted that he may remove Indra's pride. Indra has climbed on the mountain of pride, and Krishna wanted to bring him down to the ground.
Kop janan dwara garbh parvatat indram avataritum iti arth.
He wanted to make Indra humble. Actually, Indra had become very, very, very proud. You will hear later on how proud he had become. Later on, he will say, he was saying, this Martya Krishna, this earthly Krishna, he has challenged me. He's telling his clouds. Later on, you'll hear in detail. What does he think? Just because these gopas have a few hundred thousand cows, they think they can insult me. And this is the Indra for whom Krishna had done so much before. Krishna had taken an incarnation to kill the demons. Indra forgotten that this is Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord's Maya is very strong. It cannot be said when she will contaminate whose consciousness. It is very hard to say. Indra is a great Vaishnav, a great devotee for whom the Lord has previously taken incarnations. That same Indra, for whom Lord Krishna appeared as Vamandev and begged for Indra as a Brahman. And he begged and he took all the three worlds and gave it to Indra. And that same Indra has forgotten, or perhaps Krishna wanted to perform, because he wanted to perform his Leela, he wanted that Indra be in Maya and forget him. But that is also through his Maya. And he is taking, worshipping from the Lord's own father and other relatives and his personal associates. Every year they used to perform this yajna for Indra. Just one year this time the Lord made it stop. He did not say anything about Indra, he just made it stop. He just told the gopas, convince them to worship Govardhan instead, And he became so angry, he wanted to destroy the whole of Braj. He had become proud. And Lord wanted to break his pride. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha means one who has all six opulences in full, he spoke. Text 13. First, he is talking about Karmavad and to get rid of demigods. He is saying, what do the demigods do? It's all because of our karma. Everything that we get is our karma. The Sanatana Goswami Maharaj says for this sloka, because he was performing Nara Leela as a human being, he did not say why Indra is taking service and worship from my father and my mother and my personal associates. Whatever Nanda Baba was saying, Lord Krishna tried to to make it negative, negated. Bhagavatam, it has been said many times, when this body was made, all the senses was made, the mind, the intelligence, ahankar, false ego was made. So all the demigods of each thing entered. The fire god Agni entered the vani, speech, Indra, hands. All the demigods entered their respective places. But still the person, he did not become conscious. It's only when Paramatma, he entered, then all the indriyas, they started to work and the body moved. Indra alone, he cannot do anything. He is not the independent Lord. The living entities, according to their karmas, they're enjoying and suffering, doing their work. Whatever fruits they have to get, they will get happiness and distress according to their karma. I still don't understand. Krishna says, what is the need for Indra?
बेकार सारा धन लगा रहे हैं, अन्न बर्बाद कर रहे हैं, अपना टाइम भी बर्बाद कर रहे हैं, इस तरह से।
I think this is all useless.
स्वभाव का क्या अर्थ
है? What does it mean? स्वभाव, nature means the previous nature is everybody has from before.
पूर्व के संस्कार के अनुसार ही चल रहा है जीव.
The living entity is moving and doing work according to his previous sanskar, his previous habits. Suppose last night we all will go to, at night we'll all go to sleep. But when we wake up, it's not that we'll all start to speak Sanskrit. Whatever language we spoke before we, in the previous day, before we went to sleep, that same language you will speak when you wake up. If you knew English only, you will speak English. If you were a Hindi speaker, you will speak Hindi. This is called Purva Sanskar. It's not that when you go to sleep, you forget your previous language when you wake up.
संस्कार के अनुसार स्वभाव होता है, स्वभाव के अनुसार कर्म होता है.
According to संस्कार, we get our स्वभाव, our nature. According to our nature, we do our work.
इसमें इंद्र की क्या जरूरत? क्या इंद्र स्वभाव बदल देगा किसी का?
In this way, he was arguing with his father, as we had one time already discussed. So he's telling his father, Indra is not going to change somebody's nature.
कर्मों में प्रेरित करने वाला जैसे सुअर के खबार में
just like the living quarters of the pigs where they live in the same gutter is their home, their toilet, everything. Just like the pigs cannot imagine what the parliament house can look like. There is such a big hall, big people. The pigs cannot even imagine. For them, all they know is their home in the gutter. Apart from them, from that, they don't know anything. In the same way, the human beings, they do not know anything beyond this world. Even in this world, this planet, they don't know anything, that there is a heavenly planet and the demigods are there controlling. They just know their own, the gutter of the pigs. Just go to Patna, go to Delhi, roam around, give some big minister lecture, and that's enough. And after that, the body, you leave the body, die and go away. Human being is the most ignorant person. In the Bhagavatam, when the different living entities were categorized, Lord Brahma had done 10 kinds of srishti. And when he explained the creation of the human beings, Maitreya was saying,
karma para dukhe cha sukhmani, manush ka swabhav bata rahe.
He was explaining the swabhav or nature of human beings,
rajodhika,
that they rajodhika, too much rajogun they have. The humans have to do this, have to do that, earn money, run here, run there. And dukhe cha sukhmanina. The suffering, they consider it to be happiness. Actually, they are suffering, but they consider it to be happiness. Not because they have become transcendental. Not because they have become transcendental to the suffering. There are many examples like this that we can understand this point.
Tita chij khata hai. Tita khaya hai. Si karta hai.
Sometimes we see that a person eats some very hot, chili hot food. He's doing CC, so much hot chili he's eating. But he's considering that to be happiness. We see that. He's screaming, it's hot, chili hot, but he's enjoying. He's considering it to be happiness. And then he says, wow, what a chili. This drinking of smoke, drinking of intoxication, it is suffering, but he is considering it to be happiness.
इतने लोग तो वोट में हार जाते हैं फिर भी हारने में हताश नहीं होते.
So many people during the voting time they lose, but they do not lose enthusiasm. They don't get discouraged. They say, never mind, we did not have a chance, I got defeated this time, but I'll show him next time.
माला उठा करके भजन करना चाहिए नहीं सीखे.
They should pick up the beads and chant, that they didn't learn.
तो यह मनुष्य का स्वभाव लिखा, सदेवासुर मानुषम, देवता असुर और मनुष्य। तो देवता सतगुण में रहते,
देवता असुर एंड मनुष्य, demigods, demons and humans. The demigods are in mode of goodness. The demigods have shuddh gyan, pure gyan and happiness. They live. And the demons generally in mode of passion, vishaya bhog. They're into so much enjoying, drinking and meat eating, etc., trying to enjoy. And humans, they're not even able to enjoy. They're in tamogun. They're in a mode of ignorance. This is the human nature.
यदि घंटी नहीं पीटी हो गई होती, माइक नहीं चालू किया होता, तो कितने अब तक सोए होते।
यू सी, इवन अस, वी आर सपोज्ड टू बी वैष्णवस, बट बिफोर दिस कथा, इफ दे हैडन्ट रंग द बेल रियली हार्ड एंड इफ दे हैडन्ट ब्लोन द कॉन्स शेल, वी वुड स्टिल बी स्लीपिंग। टू बी ह्यूमंस
सोना बेकार टाइम,
स्लीपिंग, चैटिंग, no understanding of heaven or hell, no understanding of the supreme.
Yeah, satgun mein lane ke liye jagana hota hai, prerna deni hoti hai, karna
hai. Here to bring us to satgun, we have to be woken up, taken to mangal aarti, encouraged to do the program.
Devtaon ke lok mein aisa nahi hai.
In the demigods' place, heavenly place, it's not like that. It's not that they have to make a routine, ring the bell, wake them up. And the humans, they're so in the mode of ignorance that even during Bhagavatam class, they're sleeping. This is actually mode of ignorance.
इसको स्वभाव कहते हैं।
दिस इज स्वभाव, नेचर।
सोते हैं वो कथा में, सोएंगे ही, उनको चाहे लाख डांटिए, चाहे कुछ।
Those who sleep in the katha, they will definitely sleep. Doesn't matter how much you wake them. This is their nature.
देवासुर मानुष, देवता असुर मनुष्य, सभी अपने स्वभाव में।
So the demigods, demons and humans, they're all in their particular nature, स्वभाव।
स्वभाव के अनुसार कर्म बनता है, तो कर्म ही सब कुछ है।
इफ स्वभाव इज एवरीथिंग, फ्रॉम स्वभाव इज कर्म, कर्म इज एवरीथिंग।
लाना बीच में हमारे समाज से उचित नहीं। कर्म के अनुसार ही कभी उच्च शरीर पाता है, कभी अवच शरीर पाता है। अवच माने नीच।
द लिविंग एंटिटी, अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज कर्म, ही गेट्स समटाइम्स अ हायर बर्थ, हायर बॉडी, एंड समटाइम्स लोअर बॉडी, लोअर बर्थ।
उत्कृष्ट शरीर, देवता का शरीर, अच्छा शरीर, ये मनुष्यों में भी कोई उत्कृष्ट।
Sometimes a demigod body,
उच्च शरीर कहते
हैं। Even amongst humans, sometimes a higher body, it's called उच्च शरीर। Compared to other living entities, this human body is very, very good.
ऐसे पशु पक्षी हैं।
Compared to birds and beasts,
उनके शरीर में चेतना तो है, लेकिन
their body has consciousness, but their intelligence is just about nothing. Compared to those bodies, this human body is very high. We have intelligence by which we can understand the Supreme. We can understand this material nature and use material nature or exploit material nature. Humans can do that. We're sitting here now, we can use a telephone and we can talk Calcutta, we can talk America. This making of the telephone, the computer, the airplane.
इतने तेज रफ्तार से सैकड़ों आदमी एक साथ उड़ करके जाते हैं, पंख नहीं है।
With such great speed, thousands of people at one time together, they fly at such great speed. There is no wings.
लेकिन देखिए बुद्धि
बट सी द इंटेलिजेंस ओनली इन द ह्यूमन बॉडी यू हैव इंटेलिजेंस
जीव ऐसा नहीं कर सकते
अदर लिविंग एंटिटीज अदर बॉडीज दे कैन नॉट डू
फंड में तेज है लेकिन वर्षा होने लगे तो छाता उड़ नहीं सकते छाता
दे आर वेरी इंटेलिजेंट इन फाइंडिंग देयर फूड एंड रनिंग बट इफ इट स्टार्ट्स टू रेन दे कैन नॉट मेक एन अम्ब्रेला Or put a blanket on themselves. One time in Vrindavan, it was very cold. So I felt. I felt sorry for these monkeys. They were sitting on the marble floor, a whole bunch of them, maybe two families. They were all stuck together, one all jammed together on the floor. They were feeling so cold. I felt sorry for them. So I thought would be nice if at least from the bottom, from the floor, they won't feel cold. Would be nice. So I got an old blanket and I went over and they moved a little bit when they saw me coming. So I put the blanket, it was an old blanket, I put it nicely on the floor and I thought they will all come and sit on it. Then I thought they must, I turned around, I thought they must be sitting on this and being comfortably warm. So I looked around. And now what did I see? They had all gotten together and played with this blanket and they ripped it up in 100 pieces and they threw it here and there. And again they were sitting on the marble floor, cold marble floor.
इस दृष्टि से प्रकृति के उपकरणों का इस्तेमाल
फ्रॉम दिस पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू
अन्य शरीर
इवन टू यूज द मटेरियल नेचर अदर बॉडीज आर मच लोअर
मनुष्य शरीर उत्कृष्ट है
ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ इज द बेस्ट
तो प्रकृति को ठीक से इस्तेमाल करें
The Lord has made the material nature for the humans to properly use the material nature.
See, phone ki shakti jo hai, ki yahan button dabaiye aur ghanti bajegi videsh mein.
Just like that, the power of this telephone, you ring here and the bell will ring in America.
Ye shakti to pehle se hi hai.
That shakti was always there. But who can use this and it's like a computer. The humans can figure out how to use it, but animals have not this power.
परंतु मनुष्य की बुद्धि का सबसे सुंदर सबसे परफेक्ट प्रयोग क्या है
बट द बेस्ट यूज ऑफ द ह्यूमन माइंड द ह्यूमन इंटेलिजेंस इज व्हाट
कि संसार को बनाने वाले ईश्वर को जानना भगवान को जानना
दैट वन दैट ही शुड ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड द पर्सन हु हैज क्रिएटेड दिस वर्ल्ड द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड
और उनको समर्पण करना है
एंड टू सरेंडर टू हिम दिस इज द हाईएस्ट इंटेलिजेंस
कहते हैं एतद् बुद्ध्वा बुद्धिमान स्यात् कृतकृत्यश्च भारत जब मुझको कोई व्यक्ति जान जाता है कि मैं पुरुषोत्तम हूँ मैं परम ईश्वर हूँ इस प्रकार से जान जाता है तब बुद्धिमान बनता है
देन ही इज कंसिडर्ड इंटेलिजेंट देन ही हैज रियल इंटेलिजेंस One who did not understand Krishna to be the supreme Parameshwar, one who did not surrender to him, he is deprived, devoid of his intelligence.
कुछ भी करे, जो भी आविष्कार करे, घूमे फिरे, भोजन का, भोगों का, कुछ भी प्रयोग कर ले.
Whatever he may be able to do materially, he is not intelligent.
बुद्धिमान वो है जो कृष्ण को अपना सब कुछ मानकर और उनकी शरण लेता है.
Intelligent is that person who considered Krishna to be everything and surrenders and takes shelter of him, surrenders to him.
भगवान कहते हैं कि यू मामे वो मसम मुड्ढो जानाति पुरुषोत्तम स सर्वविद भजति माम सर्व भावे न भारत.
He is saying in the Bhagavad Gita,
बिना संदेह के
who sees me as a Param Purush without doubt,
तो वही सर्ववेत्ता है.
He is सर्ववेत्ता
और सब प्रकार से मेरा ही भजन करता है.
In all
भगवान गीता में बोले
every way he worships me.
पर फिर भी भगवान श्री कृष्ण की शरण नहीं लेते हैं.
It's a very amazing thing that so many people they read Bhagavad Gita and they say we understand Bhagavad Gita and study Bhagavad Gita, but they do not surrender to Krishna. Such unintelligent persons, what can be said about them that they read Bhagavad Gita? They give name this Gita, that Gita, this Gita ashram.
It's
written in Gita, they don't know one word. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling about his own glories, and those who understand Krishna, they know Bhagavad Gita. They're glorious. They worship Krishna. They do Krishna bhajan. In Gita, Krishna is saying, those who speak on Gita, they say Bhagwan is nirakar, impersonal.
Shri Bhagwan bolte hain Gita.
Shri Bhagwan is speaking Gita.
Hoga viveki hoga jo Gita padh karke bhi Bhagwan Krishna ka bhakt nahi banega. Nahi banta hai to iska matlab hai dimag kharab hai vastav mein.
Those who actually study Bhagavad Gita and don't become a devotee of Krishna, you can understand that something is wrong with their intelligence. It is so clear in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Bhagavan कह रहे हैं कि जीव उच्च और अवच शरीर प्राप्त करता है और छोटा.
So in this verse, Krishna is talking about uccha and nicha sharir, body, a high grade and low grade body. From this point of view, the human beings have the highest grade of body that they can understand Krishna and engage in devotional service. Not even the demigods. Demigods have good body, they can understand the Supreme Lord, they do understand the Supreme Lord. But on their planet there is so much sense gratification. So much enjoyment. That their minds are totally engrossed in sense gratification. So in this world, the Lord did not make so much arrangement for sense gratification, so that he can do bhajan. What to speak of? He is getting here the sense gratification of that pig in the gutter, and still he wants to live here. What will happen if he was given the enjoyment of the heavenly planets?
भगवान के प्रिय भूमि है भारतवर्ष. भारतवर्ष में जन्म लेना बहुत दुर्लभ है, तो फिर भगवान भारतवर्ष में दुख ज्यादा क्यों दिए हैं?
इसी कारण
भगवान कह रहे हैं कि जीव उच्च और अवच शरीर प्राप्त.
He has made arrangement for suffering in this world, so that the human beings, the living entities, may not become more entangled.
कुछ लोग विदेशों में प्रश्न करते हैं कि भगवान की प्रिय भूमि है भारतवर्ष.
Some people in the West they say if India, Bharatvarsh, is the Lord's favorite land, then why is there so much suffering in India?
भारतवर्ष में जन्म लेना बहुत दुर्लभ है.
To take birth in the Bharatvarsh is so special, then why if it's his favorite land, why is there so much suffering on this land?
दिए तो इसी कारण से दिए.
For this reason.
कि यहाँ व्यक्ति कभी कभी उब जाए कि अरे दुख है ये है.
So here people may become so fed up that there is so much suffering, and he may turn to worshipping the Lord. This is why.
मेरा भक्त बनो, मुझमें मन लगाओ, मेरी पूजा करो.
Become my devotee.
Clear है भगवान का बात, लेकिन फिर भी नहीं समझ पाते.
It's very clear in the Bhagavad Gita, but still they cannot understand.
कोई महारोग दे देते हैं, तब अब हाथ जुड़ता है कि हे भगवान.
Sometimes he may give some severe suffering or some severe disease, then they may fold their hands and they say, oh my Lord, I have no one but you.
आपके अतिरिक्त कोई नहीं है. कृष्ण हरे को हरि नाम. जब सब ओर से आदमी हार जाता है तो हरि को पुकारता है.
When one becomes defeated from all directions, then he calls Hari.
इसीलिए भगवान इस लोक में भारत वर्ष में दुख रखे हैं.
This is why.
साथ नहीं है, वरदान है.
This suffering is not a curse, it's a blessing.
भगवान की तरफ फेस करे तो यही सफलता है.
If by suffering the living entities turn their faces towards Krishna, then this is the success of human life.
ये सबसे बड़ा धन है वास्तव में.
This is the greatest wealth.
कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. ये शरीर उच्च है, ये नीच शरीर जैसे कीट पतंग उड़ने वाला जीव पशु पक्षी पशु आदि का ये विवेकहीन शरीर है.